This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? The overall solution, the way you do that is you get informed. Then you engage. Come on, it doesn't require a rocket scientist to do this. Although I do know one. Always fun there. All right. I got a whole bunch of random stuff I want to get through. One of the first ones, and I know Biden trip today, we'll get to that. You know, I mean, I don't even know what you do with that. If you want to do it as a story. Right? And the guy's tripping all the time. Remember when Gerald Ford used to trip or do something like that? Right? They were making fun of him for days in the news. Apparently now you can go to jail. You know, the DOJ will come out and check you out. Biden calls for repeal of Uganda's anti-gay law and threatening sanctions. Nothing like getting involved in another country's politics, right? Apparently, we actually even pressured Japan to make some changes. So President Biden called for an immediate repeal of Uganda's new Anti-Homosexuality Act and warned of the possibility of sanctions if they don't change things. We're not the bully or anything here, are we? Anyway, stay out of other people's stuff. But, you know, here's the thing about it. He wants to call sanctions on them, which is fine. I mean, if that's the way he thinks he has to fix it. Yet he's giving money to Russia. He's giving your tax dollars, my tax dollars. I got to go looking for it, but you know, I just wrote down the numbers. I just saw the numbers for how much money in this bill that we gave to our enemies. We gave to people who hate us. And actually, they're countries we shouldn't be giving nickel one to. But he seems to be okay with it. So again, some of you people that think he's doing a fantastic bang-up job. We've got China eating. Remember when he said, we eat their lunch? No, actually, they're eating our lunch and somebody else's lunch next to us. There's no stopping him because nobody there that's got two brain cells together. Well, that's not true. I should say that. There's lots of people around him that have brain cells. They just don't have them for the American people. They just don't care. Come on, there's no other way to put it. I'm looking for the... come on, don't do this to me. Anyway, the amount of money that we gave to... Oh, there it is. Okay. Afghanistan. Now, why would we give Afghanistan nickel one? Come on, stay with me here. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. They got $80 billion of our equipment, and we're going to give them more money? Almost $4 billion. Right? These are countries that are receiving aid from us right now. Israel, $3 billion. Jordan, $2 billion. At least Israel and Jordan are allies of us, right? Iraq, $1.1 billion. Nigeria, $1.1 million. Syria got $837,000. Russia and China got money from us as well. Why? No, in all fairness, why? What have they done for us? We're fighting with Russia. We're fighting with China. How did that happen? Well, it happens because they don't give a crap about your money. See, it's not their money. If it was their money, I wonder how they'd look at this thing. I wonder how they feel about it. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And you're constantly hearing, oh, this is hilarious. Somebody just sent me the clips for where Chevy Chase is making fun of Gerald Ford, President Ford. Yeah, it was constant. It's okay. Anyway, Chicago. This stuff here, you guys keep voting them in. I don't know why anybody even cares. You shouldn't be getting any federal money. You shouldn't be getting any money at all. And I see, you know why I say that to you? Because the city council there? They just allotted $51 million for immigrants. Okay, for them to have a place to stay, food, medical, the whole nine yards. How does that work? Are they taking care of the vets? Are they taking care of the people who live there? No, they're allowing them to be all shot up. You know, when you look at the 15 most dangerous cities in the country, only two are run by Republicans or have Republican oversight, if you would. The rest are all, guess who? With the Democrats. And many of these cities on the list, when you look at the list, many of these cities, they're spending money, all kinds of money on social justice programs. How is that helping them out? What is that doing for them? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always appreciate your time with me. All right. We were talking about Biden calling for Uganda to repeal his anti-gay law. I wonder if he would do the same thing. You think? I'm curious here. In all seriousness. I wonder if he would do the same thing with Iran. You never heard anybody do that. Not Obama, not anybody. Right? I mean, they have pretty strict, pretty strong gay laws. It's immediate death, pretty much. And they don't seem to care. I mean, we don't seem to care about them. Now, the new anti-gay law for Uganda would impose a death penalty in cases of aggravated, I don't know what that means, homosexuality, would impose a life sentence for engaging in gay sex. The state, the state defines aggravated homosexuality as homosexual acts carried out by those infected with HIV. You know, this is really interesting. So HIV is a disease, right? And this is how you pass it. And in California, it used to be a crime not to tell your partner or the person you were to engage in sex with that you had HIV or you were HIV positive. Right? Because it's a serious infection. And so the nut jobs up in Sacramento decided, no, you shouldn't be. Prosecuted for that. All right? So they dropped it. They made it so they can't charge you with a crime for doing it. Right? Yet here, the state defines aggravated homosexuality as homosexual acts carried out by those infected with HIV or homosexual acts that involve children. Disabled people are those drugged against their will. Wow. Really? So they've really hunkered down and said, look, you're not going to take advantage of anybody. This is how. Biden thinks that's all wrong. Right? And you see it by how they legislate here. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about sex trafficking. They don't care about people. I mean, seriously. Because what? Nobody is charged for it anymore. Or very few do. You got the DAs in these major cities. I'm telling you what. You get in trouble in one of these major cities, bring a voter registration card with you and become a Democrat, like, right before the police show up. It's the only way you get away with it. Totally away with it. Now, Biden said he directed his National Security Council to evaluate implications of the law, the U.S. and U.S. engagement with Uganda, including whether the U.S. will continue to safely deliver services under the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief. Now, Biden said the new law might affect Uganda's eligibility for the African Growth and Opportunity Act. Right. So let's take money with them. These are the same people that fought and pushed back when Trump started to claw back money from places like San Francisco because the money that they got under the grant that they got had certain parameters that they weren't meeting. They weren't interested in meeting. So Trump said, okay, well, we're going to take the money back. And they fought him on it. This is why I say, this is, if you ever had a conversation with a liberal friend, that you really, you knew you weren't going to be able to change their mind. You knew you weren't going to be able to do any of that with them. But as they're talking, you're thinking, oh my God, this person needs to be institutionalized. Kind of thing. Right? Come on. You know I'm right. You have those kinds, you go, there's a mental illness here. If they can't see the simplicity of what I'm trying to talk about, there is a mental illness here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate your time with me. You know, the left is screaming that Pride Month is so different this year. They say the reason it's different is because there's so many threats. There's so many, you know, threats of violence. We have so much fear. We don't want to go out and do anything. And I'm thinking, what about Yahooi? What about those people that are being violently attacked in Los Angeles, Oakland, San Francisco, streets of Sacramento, Chicago? They can't go out anytime. Nobody's protecting them. Nobody even cares about them. How often? We see the videos. We see the videos of people being beaten in the street. Nobody cares about them. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you don't agree with me, call. Ask the question. It's that simple. That's why I said to you, it's not, they don't want equality. They don't want equity. They want my rule of law and the discussion. That's what they want. It's just amazing. All right, let's see. Chris Christie. He's throwing his hat in the ring. Now, I got a question for you. All right, in the chat room, pay attention. You think he's running because he truly believes he can win? Or do you think he's running to be an impediment to Trump? I believe the latter. I believe he was embarrassed when Trump threw him off the team. I believe he's full of himself. He's not going to... He couldn't get up in the single digits, for God's sakes, last time. Not even close to a double digit. Right? And he's running because he really believes he has a chance. And that field is, you look at the more that show up, the better for Trump. Seriously. It will dilute that whole group to the point where Trump will be a shoo-in. And many of you don't think he can win the general election. I don't agree with you. I think you're dead wrong. I think the people are so hatted. They're watching what's going on. 66% of the country on both sides of the aisle say we're really going down the wrong direction. We're in a lot of trouble. And they don't believe, they're not believing that because they think that Biden should go further left. They're seeing what's going on. They're being, frankly, they're not just seeing it. They're being affected by it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A reporter who was there, keeping an eye on it, says President Biden appeared to be okay after a fall during an appearance in Colorado Thursday. It happened as Biden was congratulating U.S. Air Force Academy graduates.
He then walked to the motorcade when they were leaving just behind me here as well, exactly jogging.
NBC News' Gary Grumbach in New Hampshire.
Governor, how come you're not taking questions from voters?
What are you talking about? I'm not here murdering with people. Are you blind?
What?
Are you blind?
I'm not blind.
Okay, so people are coming up to me, talking to me, whatever they want to talk to me about.
New video shows a tense exchange between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and a reporter during a campaign stop in New Hampshire. DeSantis didn't field audience questions from the podium following his remarks Thursday, as is traditionally done by presidential candidates in that state. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5566. We love getting involved, getting engaged, truly be, you know, part of, just be part of the solution. Right? I mean, seriously. You get informed, you get engaged, you can make a difference. You can help people out. I'd like to see that happen. Just truly helping people out. All right. 855, like I said, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We were talking, well, I was talking, I don't know about you, but how some say the Pride Month feels a little different because threats of violence grow. And it happened that there won't be an official Pride Month celebration in the St. Cloud this year at all. The festival scheduled for June 10th was canceled last month, because they cited a climate of fear and hostility toward the LGBTQ community. I'd like to know, where does that come from? No, seriously. I mean, I've spoken to a few of my gay friends recently and said, look, is this you? Is it this whole transgender sisters of iniquity? Is this you? Is this what you believe in? Not one of them said yes. So this whole thing with the book reading in the morning, you know, by God, drag queens, this push on the gay and lesbian stuff to our kids. Many of them will tell you when you sit with them, no, this is not this. We shouldn't be doing this. This isn't right. But we see the few loud ones. We see the ones that are on a path, they're on a roll. This is what they want to do. Those are the ones that they're mad at. Those are the ones that people are getting crazy about. Now, if you don't see that and you're in that community, I would submit there's something wrong with you. There's not something wrong with a parent who doesn't want her kid to see the butt cheeks of a grown man in female costume, if you would, shaking those things in his little Johnny's face. It's not right. That's the ones we're mad at. How many of you actually knew all about your teacher's family's sexual preference, how many kids they had, where they went on vacation, what they did when you were growing up as a kid? Not many. It was kind of an unwritten rule, I guess. I didn't know who was married and who wasn't. I didn't think to look at a wedding ring. I didn't understand any of that stuff. Right? Come on, you guys didn't either. Anyway, that's the way it should be. Reading, writing, arithmetic. That's all you should be talking about in that classroom. Right? I mean, serious. Conversations where a kid says, you know, we went to such and such this weekend. Such and such lake. The teacher says, yeah, you know what? I've been there with my family several times. It's a great place to be. That's fine. But I don't need to know anything else. That kid doesn't need to know anything else. There's no connection at that level that child needs to make. Florida, Tennessee, Montana, and Texas have all passed laws or policies that ban or restrict certain drag performances, as well they should. There's no reason to have those people at, second through sixth grade scenario. There's no reason to be there. Now, some people feel like, okay, now you're beating on the LGBTQ plus community. No, that's not it at all. I'm going to say what we always talked about. It's adult entertainment. What do we call them, guys? We used to call them female impersonators, right? Adult entertainment, drag, female, whatever. They did not look as wild as some of them look today. Actually, I'm going to go one step further. They did not look as demonic as some of them look today. And if you were an adult and you were into that kind of entertainment, then you go pay your $20 and go see it. Now they're taking it to your kids at school for free. And I would even beg to say, it's not the adult entertainment that you knew or heard or were familiar with. I'll put it that way. Why? Why are they doing this to your kids? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right. And so it starts. Alito and Kagan have made recusal decisions at the Supreme Court, and apparently it's raised some eyebrows. Some people try to figure out why. Now, Kagan became the first to utilize this new ethics principle. That's not a law. It's not a rule. But her conservative colleague, now remember, this is written by a left-wing blog, on the bench, Justice Samuel Alito, he didn't share why he was stepping aside on a separate case. Right? And some people say, well, don't, you know what? That's kind of, it's kind of squishy there. We need to know why. No, actually, you don't. Let's start off there, number one. Number two, is this the highest court in Illinois? These are judges. Now, I don't know how to say this is our fault because we don't put the right people in the right places. I don't want judges recusing themselves. Yeah, you heard me. You either trust these guys to follow the law or you move them along. That's why they're a judge. Or that's why they should be a judge. These people should be nominated to these positions because you hold them in high esteem. They're known as people of integrity. They're known as people who follow the law. Do you really think that Scalia, could have been bought off? I don't. He was too stubborn. He loved the law way too much. Now again, when you look at this, or you look at these judges, especially when you're at this level, this is the highest court in our land, right? This is a Supreme Court justice. You should be able to sit there. And I know this is tough. But to uphold, I don't know, a execution order of a family member. Yeah, it would be tough. Could you do it? I've not been put in front of me. I don't know. But I know if you're truly a person of integrity, there are things you should be, and if you can't, you would know yourself. But if you're a true person of integrity, you don't let these things get in your way. Now, Kagan's reason for opting out of the case that she was on, she said that she had worked for the Obama administration. She had overseen the original case for this. So her thought is that maybe that might have a bearing on what she came up with or the decision she came up with. Again, I say, go off the law. Totally go off the Constitution. And this is a non-issue. They're thinking that Alito did it because his finances showed that he actually has money or he has investments in the case coming before him, of the oil company of the case coming before him. But if you give a solid constitutional answer, if you have a reason, so does that mean if I have stock in Winchester, a bullet manufacturer, a safe manufacturer for guns, I'm not going to be able to, I don't know, am I going to have to step aside on a 2A case? I don't think so. I think that's crazy. You either trust them or you don't trust them. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. We used to have that. We used to have integrity, men of their word. Men we could trust in these scenarios. You know, if it was a really big deal, you think our founding fathers would have put it somewhere in there. You know, if there's a hint or it smells like or whatever, you need to, you know, you are automatically recused from it. I'm just asking. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate so much the time you spend with us. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more on the Joe Mazzini Show.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Welcome back. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Also appreciate your time that you spend writing me emails. You can also join the chat room. Go to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. A lot happening up on the website. Oh, here's one that ought to make you go through the roof. You know, I'm getting better at this, right? Just driving your blood pressure up. It's always a good one, too. Military recruiters now are being instructed not to waste their time on white males. Yeah, really, seriously. On useless white male pilots. Yeah, I forgot that. Yeah. Squadron leader Andrew Harwin complained that on January 19, 2021, the training courses for pilots were predominantly white male heavy. I don't know how that works. Do black pilots not have ears? Nose? two arms, two legs. I mean, I don't understand. He complained that there wasn't enough female or black, Asian, and or minority slash ethnic candidates. I don't know. Why would you think that would be? If you have a standard and you're sticking to the standard, why is this a problem? I don't really need to see the loads of useless white male pilots. Let's get focused as much as we can. I'm more than happy to reduce boarding if needed to have a balance. Right? We want female or whatever. Now, a source told the outlet that the email clearly demonstrates that the endemic culture that was created by senior leadership, right, to chase this ridiculous diversity. Look, the best pilot for the job should be brought in, hired. The source of the diversity quota led to issuing orders that basically were illegal. I mean, think about that. Now you're hiring on the basis of color. You can't do it. It's illegal. Right? We have a ban on hiring discrimination, right? Based on gender, race, or any of that stuff. The problem is that, again, the majority of their pilots are male, white males. And again, I say, so what? I mean, ultimately, if they're taking the same tests, they're going through the same issues, they're fighting through, you know, the same qualifications, then what's the problem? You have to ask the question, right? I'm going to give you a message, Joe at therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. No, I already did that one. I like this. This is another one somebody just sent me. Hunter Biden, is he ready for this one? Is hiding behind the Second Amendment when it comes to his right to own a gun. Now remember, he lied on the application that he hadn't been, you know, convicted of a felony, all that other stuff. So he had no right to carry a gun at the time. But now he's hiding behind the Second Amendment. Now, this is the same dad, right? The guy that's trying to keep us all from having a gun? Hunter Biden's attorneys now are arguing that he was within the Second Amendment rights to purchase a handgun, right, during a time in his life when he admitted he was addicted to crack cocaine. His words, not ours. During a time when his father, President Joe Biden, is making the case that further restrictions on gun rights, you know, need to be implemented. Funny, though, that now when they want to use it for their advantage, they're all over it. If you recall, you know, Hunter purchased a handgun in October of 2018. It was a time when he later wrote his memoir that he was smoking crack about every 15 minutes. So he lied on a federal form. You and I would either go to jail, be fined, or not, never be allowed to buy a gun again. That was an ATF form, I don't know, 4473. The form asked prospective gun buyers, are you an unlawful user of, which I always thought was kind of funny, you know, are you using drugs daily? Now, you're trying to buy a gun, are you going to answer that yes? If you are, no, probably not. So I always found that to be a pretty dumb question. But I did, in talking to a gun shop person, I said, have you ever had anybody answer yes to any one of these questions? And he smiled and he said, believe it or not, I have. The question, though, was, it was so bad. Are you a fugitive from justice? And the guy checked yes. The fellow went in the back room with the application, obviously called the local sheriff's department. They came and got him. But why would you do that? Seriously. Anyway, anyone who answers the question according to this application, if you're using unlawful drugs, You denied your right to purchase a gun right then and there. See, that's the harder background checks, right? Now, according to Politico, Biden's attorney, they plan to use the Second Amendment to protect him from this charge and get it thrown out. The Justice Department right now is investigating the president's son for alleged tax crimes, alleged purchase of a gun, you know, under false pretenses. Nothing will happen to him. You already know it. Right? We've seen it happen to too many other Democrats. There'll be no real scrutiny on this. Anyway, this is becoming all too common. We're talking about this every day. It's ridiculous. We know that nothing's going to happen, right? We know that he's not going to jail. We know he may get fined some, you know, decent money, but that'll be about it. All right, well, our best wishes are up to Jamie Foxx. Apparently, he has been paralyzed due to blood clot in his brain. And, look, you can tie this together. You don't have to. I'm going to bring it up as, you know, take a look at this. It came right after his COVID-19 booster shot. All right? You're seeing a lot more blood clot issues. You're seeing a lot more heart issues after this. And you can't deny it. It's not conspiratorial. It's true fact. So, why deny this? Now, he's been at the center of recent speculation because of the health issues he's been having, but none of them really started until after he got the COVID shot. He had paralysis and temporary blindness. That was all due to blood clots. Now, again, it happened to him right after he got it, right? Now, he was shooting a movie or something with Cameron Diaz. And that's what happened. So, again, he suffered a stroke. A lot of people feel it's due to the shot, period. You make up your own mind. But our heart and prayers go out to him. All right. Christopher Wray, the FBI director. I find this hilarious. He wouldn't admit at first that they even had the letter. The unclassified proof, you know, against Joe Biden. And, matter of fact, I think at one point in time he said they didn't have it. But I won't hold to that. James Comer, when he called him, he said, look, you could deny this all day long. We have a copy of it already. I want to see if it matches yours. Then he says, you can see it, but you have to come in to, you know, FBI headquarters and use one of our skiffs. It's a private place, right? No phone, no anything in there. Now, the thing I love about this, the FBI director told his boss, we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Oh, you got a copy? All right, well, it doesn't exist, but you can only see it. You can't have a copy or anything. That's their boss. Congress oversees them. What's the problem here? Jim Comer said that he offered us the opportunity to come to look at it in their private skiff, but he was going to redact it. My experience with getting documents from the FBI when they redact things is nothing more than a bunch of black lines. They don't show you anything. Now, they were originally told it was unclassified, so what's the problem? Right, so the level of confidence that they already have with the director is very low because he's lied so much to them. But this is a Trump appointee. This is a problem. That's why I keep telling you. He trusted too many people around him. I would have wiped, and if he wins again, wipe the place clean. Start all over. Really, honest. So there's a pattern of behavior, you know, at the FBI that we've seen happen over and over and over and over again.